Welcome to the Alex Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we are diving into Kevin Harris, running back here out of South Carolina. SEC leader in rushing in 2020, and then full-on timeshare in 2021. An odd career arc would be what I would say. 5'9", 221, so rocked up build. You're looking 32 BMI. That's nice and thick. 4.62 at his pro day for his 40. He did bench 21 reps for what that matters at 60th percentile. 38.5 vert. That's 90th percentile. 126 broad jump. That's actually 92nd percentile. 44 percentile in the speed score. That's a 97 speed score. Those don't match. Right? Usually, there's a correlation between your vert, your broad jump, and your and where you're at in the 40. Not so, right? So kind of all over the place there with Harris. So you wonder, you know, if his 40 time should be something closer into the 4.5s, and even lower into the 4.5s. than it currently is. So notable there, and maybe he does have a little bit more juice to his game. More on that in a minute. Ran for 1,138 yards as a sophomore and led the SEC in rushing. Again, that was an abbreviated, truncated schedule. He backslid big time in 2021. 152 carries, 658, and 4 touchdowns. He added 12 receptions, 95 yards in the air, and 0 touchdowns, and ended up sharing time through that season. 0.90 yards per route run for his career. That's 39th percentile. He's actually targeted on 15.8% of his routes that he ran. That's 54th percentile. So this is the opposite of what we like. Right. We talked about this before. You want to be targeted on a lot of routes and have a high yards per route run. That's what you want. But we recognize that there's limitations and we have to sort of draw conclusions from things. Well, what do we want? Listen, sometimes certain offenses are just going to not target running backs that often. Right? That's just that they're the fifth read. You go stand over there, right? No one's going to pay attention to you, including the defense, but we're still not going to throw you the ball. Others are much more involved, right? And so you have to, and I think at particularly at the college level, like it's even more egregious, isn't the right word, but there's even more disparities. There's even more. It's even more all over the place, and so you have to. You have to, I think, give a wide degree of latitude to players because, or why understand there's a lot of uncertainty with players, and I'm generally pretty forgiving and I keep an open mind to what they have not been asked to do. However, what you want to see is them outproduce the share of their pie, and 54th percentile in terms of the routes that he's targeted on, only 39th percentile in terms of his actual yards per route run. So underperforming what the opportunity he earned was. So not great there. Don't love that. Some good quotes on that in a minute. 5.3, broke a tackle every 5.3 carries. That's 44th percentile. 3.48 yards after contact per attempt. That is 71st percentile. Breakaway yards actually is pretty high, over 41%, and that's north of 60th percentile there. So some interesting stuff there. Again, he's not a huge tackle breaker, but a lot of yards after contact, and then is able to reel off some longer gains. I think the big drop off in 2021 from 2022 is a question. There's a couple of things that go on there. He saw some competition. One of his teammates is actually draft eligible this year, so that was one of the factors. He actually had a back surgery as well in 2020. I wonder, because I saw a notable decline in his play. I thought he was slower. He might have even been heavier. It's tough to say. I am not the best judge of that. But he certainly did not appear to run with the same juice, with the same get up. Right? I saw him get run down a couple of times on plays that just wouldn't have happened the first couple of years when you go back and look at his tape. Because I turned on the 2021 tape and I was like, this guy led the SEC in rushing. It's kind of my initial reaction. And yeah, he did. But I think he played a lot different those years. So I wonder if the back surgery had something to do with it. And you know, he did get back some of the athleticism, but you just wonder if there's a lack of long speed. You know, we see it in sort of the explosion drills of the broad jump. Maybe he just doesn't have that long speed juice. I'm not sure. And maybe he just hasn't gotten that back. I don't know. But it was a bit striking, would be what I would say about how he sort of fell off in that regard. Some good quotes here from Lance Zierlein, for example. Chain mover with excellent ball security as a battering ram inside, right? That's really what he did. I thought he dropped his head a little bit too much. He just sort of like, all right, I'm just going to run into people and just kind of like fall through them. He didn't seem particularly dynamic in terms of how he was going about it. So that would be the one quibble that I would have. And again, if you're just going to sort of, if you're just going to sort of run into people, you have a lack of some ceiling. So that would be one thing that I would have a little concern of. Lance Zierlein didn't like his pass game work, which again sort of mirrors some of the questions that I have. Needs to come off the field on passing downs. This is the best one I've seen so far. Catches the ball like it's made of lava, which is just an awesome imagery. And not much open field shake to elude on the second level. That's something that I really thought showed up. Again, I think he's, in terms of a power back, he just is kind of a battering ram is a good word for it. I don't, big, strong, can sort of run into people. Doesn't do a whole lot more than that was really the concern that I had with a lot of the stuff. Matt Waldman liked him, top 10 guy for him. He actually liked him as a reliable receiver. And interesting stuff on the acceleration was a big question for him. Is that basically where's the juice? And if he's got the juice to sort of accelerate, likes him as a potential effective starter, and if not, there's a more, I guess, limited limited projection for him there. So that's I guess the big stuff for him. I know Chad's pretty high on him as well. We'll see what the I think he kind of blends in a little bit in terms of the scoring systems for NFL.com, for example. NFL.com has him as a 6.16, which is a good backup with potential to develop an average starter. That's kind of where I see him. Like, all right, if he's going to be like a day, if he's going to be a day three pick, third round rookie pick, we're hoping that he's an injury away type guy. And we sort of realize that there's probably some limitations with that and have to sell sort of short. That's kind of how I saw him and how I see him from a metric profile. Next Gen Stats, 65, which is an average ranking there for him. I think a big part of this is going to be where the medicals come out. And I think that will be a big difference, right? If we see him go early day three, I think we can maybe feel a little bit more secure. If we see him go undrafted or fall late in day three, I think that probably gives you a sign that maybe there's a little bit something there, more there, that maybe it was holding him back as well. So that's really the take from him. Again, I think he's probably, if you look at some of the other guys in this class, like he's probably maybe got a little bit more production ceiling than some guys like Tyler Algier, for example. But you sort of look at this, I think this class has a variety of guys that you can basically kind of put in the HHG hopper and just sort of spin them out and see where they come out. you know, in land on day three. And I think that that's going to be, you know, there's a variety. There's good, there's bad versions of that, but I think there's going to be a lot of that, and just kind of seeing where guys land and on day three and situationally, and just trying to, you know, this will be the next crop that kind of gets weeded out over the next couple of years. Like, that's kind of what this class is versus a class a couple of years ago, like with Jonathan Taylor, with Swift, with Dobbins, right? That's not really this class. You're more looking for like some situational plays in this class, and Harris is going to fit kind of a big group of that. And we'll just see sort of who has preference in the NFL for him over some of the other guys. So I don't think it's going to be a ton of mystery in terms of all of that as this goes along. So. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. And until next time, continue embracing the variance. We will talk again very soon.